We know that in the Torah it speaks about slavery. And according to the Torah, slavery is permitted. Many times in modern world, people are surprised by it, and people are wondering, how is it that we believe that Torah is the standard of ethics? At the same time, Torah is permitting slavery. Now, some will say, well, this was olden days. In olden days, everybody had slaves. This was the spirit of those times. Well, we believe that Torah is true all the time, and the ethics of Torah are correct all the time, in every era. And when Mashiach will come, slavery is going to be back, according to the Torah, which means that right now we don't have slaves for technical reasons, because we don't have a Jewish court that would be able to process someone's enslavement. We don't have Sanhedrin. But if we would have it, we would have slavery today as well. And usually when I tell this to people, people are all up in arms. So I want to calm everybody down. Slavery is a misnomer when it's speaking about the Torah's slavery. In other words, first of all, according to the Jewish law, a Jew can become a slave only if he damaged someone's property and doesn't have the money to pay it back, or he stole something he doesn't have the money to pay it back, or if he voluntarily sold himself into slavery. Now, in American law today, someone steals something from me and the police catches him and he doesn't have the item anymore and he used up all the money, I will never get the item or its value back. So where is justice here? In the Torah says, one second, you don't have the money to pay for it, that's fine. But you have yourself and you can work to make up for the damage that you created. So the Torah system is far more just and far more fair than modern Western justice system. And when it comes to voluntary enslavement, the Torah is not happy about it, but the Torah is allowing it. The Torah does not encourage people selling themselves into slavery, but the Torah says if somebody feels that he cannot take care of himself, Torah allows him to become a voluntary slave. As far as non-Jews are concerned, the Torah is allowing us to buy non-Jewish slaves from other people, from other nations. And the Torah is telling us that if an enemy combatant was captured in a battle, he becomes prisoner of war, he can be a slave as well. So in Western world, enemy combatants are rotting in prison. And in the Torah, they are actually working to better the society. And we are allowed to purchase slaves from non-Jewish nations around us. Why? That we treat slaves far better than anybody else in the history of the world. That's why I said that the word slave is a misnomer. According to the Torah, I'm not allowed to give a demeaning job to a slave. I can give a demeaning job to a employee of mine. If I hire somebody to tie my shoes for me every single morning, if the guy agrees for the money that I'm paying him, tie my shoes every single morning, there's not a problem. He can do it. It's his choice. But if I have a slave, I'm not allowed to tell him to tie my shoes in the morning. The Torah is telling me that I'm supposed to feed my slave before I eat myself. Could you imagine if in the labor laws of today, it would say that an employer is not allowed to take a paycheck for himself before he pays all of his employees? Ethically, but there's no law for it. If I'm on my company's payroll, I can get my own salary. And when the last guy down the food chain comes to me, I say, sorry, there's no more money left for you for today. You have to wait till tomorrow. You have to wait next month. I've seen it happening. And for sure, the Jewish law is prohibiting from physically assaulting my slaves. There was no lynching in the Jewish state of old. So we see that the Jewish slave laws are better than modern American employment laws. They protect slaves better than modern American society protects employees. The Torah says itself that we need to be kind to slaves because we know how is it to be a slave. The Torah specifically says it. And there's another interesting thing. If I have a slave, I am fully responsible for his well-being. Not only am I responsible for his well-being, I'm responsible for his wife and children. I am responsible for feeding them. I'm responsible for their medical expenses. I'm responsible for their roof over their heads. So owning a slave might end up being an expensive endeavor. As a matter of fact, we know from Talmud that in Jewish history, sometimes people would free their slaves and then hire them as employees. Why? Because if there's a guy that has five kids, I have to take care of him and his wife and five kids, and his work is not worth this much for me. And he knows that. So I will tell him, listen, I'll free you. You're not going to be a slave anymore. And I'll hire you for X amount of money. And if you need to supplement your income somewhere else, feel free. But this is how much I can pay you. Because whenever somebody takes a slave, he is responsible for him fully. You see, an employee, according to the Torah, I'm not responsible for him. An employment agreement is a contract between two parties. And as long as both of them agree to whatever it is, it's fine. If I will agree to work for $1 an hour, it's my business. The Torah does not have a minimum wage requirement. And the Torah does not prohibit me from agreeing to any type of work, no matter how demeaning it is. If I want to do it, I can do it. But when it comes to slave, because he's not a free person, here, I cannot just give him any work I want and pay however much I want. This is why the Torah is the just system, and the Torah is the system that is far better than the modern American justice system with regards to both crimes and employment. Because when we say a slave, we are thinking about a chained up naked guy who is being lynched. That's what we think of as a slave. Slaves were working on the most demeaning and difficult jobs. Slaves were starved and slaves were beaten. In the Torah, I'm supposed to care of him. I'm not allowed to harm him in any shape or form. And I am obligated to give him only regular dignifying jobs, not demeaning jobs. And the laws that Torah is giving me with regards to my slaves are stricter. Modern American legal system gives employers how they treat their employees. In the Torah, slaves were treated more favorably than modern day American employees. The point is that if somebody stole something from you and he doesn't have the money to compensate the damage, he's going to be working till he makes up the money for you. That's the point.